This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Steve Prince on the line from Set Free Ministries. And Steve leads Warrior Set Free, which is a division of Set Free Ministries that's focused specifically on veterans. And today we're going to be talking about the veterans' response to the situation in Afghanistan. And Steve, I just want to start off with a brief recap. Our troops have been there for 20 years. And there was an announcement in April that everyone's getting out by September 11th. And then it gets moved up to the end of August. The Taliban takes over major cities in just a matter of days. And now people are scrambling to get out of the country. So with all of that, what's your initial response as a veteran?
It upsets me. It's unfortunate that we put so many resources and years and good great lives of good men and women, our sons and daughters, in harm's way to accomplish a mission that wasn't accomplished. Part of what I focus on, of course, is the one-on-one interactions with each veteran that I have the honor of sitting with, and we share similar viewpoints. Of course, we don't always agree on everything, but one of the kind of things I try and communicate to a lot of people is that when you serve your country, that brings your amount of loyalty to our country to a new level. When I see the American flag, that's not just our nation's flag, that's my flag. And it represents the men and women who have laid down their lives or risked their lives for this nation. So this is the opposite of good. This is terrible. This is a lot of people being destroyed by evil is what I see from all the reports. And another advantage we have as veterans is knowing people on the ground and knowing people that have been there and people that are still in communications with those on the ground. And it's probably worse than what the media in general is leading on to. So individually, when I meet with a veteran, I hear what their emotions are experiencing. And I just called a friend prior to this, and he went right to the key word. It's rage of an extreme anger that the situation has developed into what it is today. So my goal for each veteran is to help them take an internal perspective to see this as we could imagine God would see this. And of course, God cares extremely for all humans, but especially the innocent. Widows and orphans in distress, he specifically keys on. So, but the key for each individual veteran here is to, I talked to another friend this morning about the Serenity Prayer. And I know it's not in scripture as far as I know, but controlling what you can control and being at peace, or at least understanding that there's a lot of things that are outside of our control. And for every veteran that I've spoke with when they were deployed, either there or someone else, some into another place, they did what they had to do to the best of their ability to win the war against evil. And if you don't understand right now that what's happening in Afghanistan is evil, then you have a untrue definition of evil. So talking to these guys about understanding that this isn't their fault. What's happening now is not their responsibility, that they did their job when they were there, but the current situation is a culmination of the leadership of our country making decisions that led to the current situation. And I'm glad I'm not in a situation to determine world politics and decide, do we stay, do we leave? But I know when I deployed, I did, and I wasn't in Afghanistan, I was in Iraq, but I did my job. And for every veteran who's struggling right now, understand that you did your job. You didn't lose anything. And we're not defined by the war we fought in or the country we live in. But as believers in Christ, we're defined by the way God sees us. And we didn't do anything wrong to cause this situation.
And you're playing perfectly into one of the questions I had, because as veterans, like, it's, you kind of suffer the consequences, the emotional consequences of something that's out of your control, of decisions that are being made by leaders at the top level. Can we talk a minute about what could happen as a negative result of emotions that aren't properly handled? Could frustration lead to something like suicide, I guess, is kind of what I'm getting at.
Yeah, the one of the tenets that we lean in heavily is your identity and how you view yourself. And I know a lot of Vietnam vets never really let people know that they were Vietnam vets, because a lot of people identified them by the result of that war and not necessarily by their service. So my favorite key verse for helping people deal with the trauma of the day or trauma of the past is to take every thought captive in obedience to Christ, 2 Corinthians 10:5. Understanding that this doesn't change your reality, that it's okay to mourn, it's okay to have sorrow, especially for a friend of mine that I talked to this morning who has an interpreter in Afghanistan whose life is in danger. The man may be dead right now, and he risked his life to support the United States when we were there fighting for his country. So the veteran needs to understand that the change in this country that they invested in doesn't change that they still have life in them. They still have a mission to be a great man, to be a great husband, father, and if they're followers of Christ, to be obedient. Jesus didn't promise us that this life would be easy. He said the opposite, he said, pick up your cross. So life will be hard. And one of the kind of theories or understandings that I think we don't comprehend as a nation is how safe we've been and how stable we've been. My entire life, I never walked down the street and feared that another nation would come slaughter my family. For many parts of the world, a safety like we have is a fairy tale. So understanding that we are extremely blessed as a nation, and we have been because of God's grace. And if we turn our back on him, that may disappear at some point.
Yeah. If you were talking to a veteran right now, I guess one of the things I really admire about servicemen and women is how strong and, you know, self-reliant they are. But that can be a hindrance when it comes to asking for help. So for a veteran who may be struggling, why should they reach out to Set Free or Warrior Set Free?
Yeah, one of the greatest values of serving our country is the relationships that we have with a guy on our left and right. And the greatest memories are with those people. Unfortunately, when we come home, those friends are scattered throughout the country typically. So you didn't fight the battle in the physical alone. So you should absolutely not fight the battle in the spiritual or in the mental by yourself as well. So if you have challenging things you want to talk about, please reach out to Warrior Set Free. If you're not comfortable calling up me or somebody on our staff, reach out to someone that you know has biblical wisdom, has real truth, and not just their opinion of what's happening. Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you tap into sources that are not accurate, you'll get unreliable information. So understanding that, I think one of the biggest emotions, had this conversation with another man, is justice. We want to punish those who are destroying and killing Afghanistan right now. And we've been trained to do that. So we want justice. We want to go destroy those who are destroying innocent people. That's not our job anymore. as veterans. That's one, it's the current U.S. military's role to do that if our leadership leads us back there. But ultimately, justice comes from God. And all the people that are destroying right now will get punished directly by God, or they'll get forgiven like we did. And that's between them and God. And rage and justice and anger sitting in your home in America won't help your spirit deal with this. So find quality people with great biblical sound advice. Call us, Facebook us, go to our webpage. I'd be more than happy to spend time talking with any veteran out there who needs somebody to talk to. But you can't just sit home and dwell on this. Another negative of our current reality is the 24-hour news media, where you can sit down and watch endless footage of what's going on the ground. That'll get you spun up. It's okay to mourn this and to have sorrow and cry over this, because it's real pain to real people. But you have to talk about it. You have to reach out and deal with it.